Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we're talking about things that we love about multifamily investing. So if you're one of the folks out there flirting with the idea of apartment investing, this is the show for you. We're here today. We're going to tell you what we love about it and why we're doing it. So if you've been thinking about apartments, you want to get into the game, I'm going to open it up and tell you what we love about it. We got a lot of personal experience, boots on the ground. Gino and I have purchased over 1,800 apartments. We self-manage. We have an investment firm, and a lot of these we just own ourselves, essentially. We own them in our own LLC. So I'm personally grateful for finding a career that aligns with my values. In the past 10 years, I never thought about being anything other than a multifamily investor. And that's the truth. There has been no veering from my core vehicle, and it's just what I do. And it's my only focus. And essentially, I just want to buy more apartments, constantly improve our process, our systems, and our organization. So everything we do on the management end to make a better experience for our residents. And I'm grateful for that because I know a lot of people out there are in search of clarity in their lives. And I think the thing entrepreneurs struggle with the most is a lack of clarity in terms of what the next step looks like, what they're doing. And multifamily has given me that place to grow professionally for the long term. So I'm forever grateful because I can hone in on exactly what I want, worry about other things in my life. But the financial, the business is rock solid, stable. I'm where I want to be. And then I can worry about the other things in my life. So Gino, it's time to banter here. Why don't you say how you're doing? And then I'm going to get into it though. How you doing,
Jake? I want to go back to the word you said before. And sometimes when I hear the word—
What word was that?
Unless you're doing it to the, you know, significant other, flirting. I don't want anyone on this call to flirt. If you're going to flirt, don't get into any endeavor. You need to actually commit, because once you commit, your beliefs, behavior driven, right? What you believe you can do, you will be able to do. Listen, the first book we wrote, didn't know I was going to be an author, but I committed. Then we wrote the next book.
Google says you're an author. Are you a— Yes. —multifamily investor or an author? Because Google says you're an author.
And then we wrote the next book. Then we wrote the next book. Then we co-published the next book.
Maybe you are an author.
But what I'm saying is I committed to that first book. And that's what it all takes. It all takes a commitment from everybody on this call. You are where you need to be in order where you want to go. You're listening to this right now. If you want multifamily, it is there for you. Gino@jakeandgino.com. Email me. I will send you a PDF copy of the three-step framework on how we started. And Jake just skims over the fact that we started with a 25-unit little crack-den property. Took us 18 months to find that first deal. If we didn't commit and we had just flirted and called the— Yes. —broker here and there, and I talked to Jake and I said, you know, I'm not going to do any work this week. It's all about commitment. It's all about understanding that this is an amazing vehicle. And why is it an amazing vehicle? I'm going to share my second one with you. Jake's going to go through his, but my second one was lights out for me, because what I really wanted to do with my life, values, my objectives, my core beliefs, I really wanted to create an entrepreneurial business. I wanted to become a business owner, and I wanted to create a family business surrounding that and scaling it up. I was at the restaurant for years. For those of you that didn't know my story, for over 20 years, I only had one restaurant. It was very hard to scale that business. I didn't know how to do it. With multifamily, food, clothing, and apartments, it's one of the three basic human needs. Restaurant was the one of them, hard to scale. But that basic human need of apartments, it's just an amazing vehicle. So Jake, let's jump into it, because it's really.
I want to elaborate on what you said about the scalable business. It's a scalable business that an average Joe, Jake and Gino, an ordinary person can get into and grow and create wealth. Okay. It's a scalable business that an average person can get into, scale, and create wealth. Think about your little towns throughout America right now. People used to have little shops on Main Street and this, that, and the other thing. Now everything's in a Walmart. Okay. Everything's on an Amazon. There are less and less opportunities in this world for the little shops that people used to do to create a nice life for their families if they wanted to be an entrepreneur. This is still one of the ones that you can do in your own backyard and create a damn good living for yourself and a lifestyle for your family. So that's huge. Gino, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I didn't want to let that slip.
No, not at all. And, you know, jumping into it, our students, Jake and Gino, they've closed over 30,000 units. They've done over,
you think that's life changing?
$500 million in transactions. Over 50 of them have left their W-2 jobs. And it's not even that. They're creating wealth, generational wealth. They're learning skills that they can teach to their family members and to their friends. You change one person's life, there's a domino effect. You're changing that family's life and everybody around it. One last thing I'll say before Jake jumps on. Multifamily is a team sport. You don't have to be great at everything. If you're great at one thing, whether you're raising capital, whether you're underwriting deals, whether you're putting deals together, whether you're property managing, asset managing, whatever that looks like, you can create an amazing business in multifamily.
So for myself, it's 100% belief in the vehicle. I've seen it, I've tasted it, I've smelled it, I've touched it, whatever the hell you want to say, time in, you know, over and over again, time in and time out. I love it and I truly believe in it. I think it's here to stay. And ultimately that makes my goal simply to find more apartments, mm-hmm. to improve our service. Okay. It goes back to what I said in the beginning. Clarity as an entrepreneur is priceless. I'm not worried about what Bitcoin is doing. I'm not worried about my neighbor who just flipped a house and did this or what the next cute thing is in the tech bubble. I'm dialed in. I know exactly where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's getting the results that I want. Do you know how amazing that is to have that kind of certainty and clarity? Hard to find. Okay. Yes, things change. We go to like virtual leasing and maybe smart locks and there's upgrades and changes. But look, Gino touched on earlier. It's a basic human need. We need housing. Okay. And this is what the thing. You find a market where there's growth, there's population growth, and people want to be, and you become part of that solution, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the biggest one for me. The other one that I wanted to touch on, Gino touched about the scalability, I'm touching on the belief of it, is that the end result, you know, you hear the quote from Steve Jobs that do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life, okay? Maybe there's some truth to that and I don't need to get into that right now, but multifamily has been the vehicle that's created a life that I could never have imagined, okay? I grew up in a small town, didn't know any business owners. Multifamily has created a life for me that I could have only dreamed of. I'm forever grateful for that. Okay. Now, I've done things in my life that I quote unquote love. You know, I was a personal trainer when I first got out of college. Absolutely hated it. Felt like a glorified babysitter. Multifamily, yes, it can be a grind. Yes, you show up every day and you got to work your butt off. But when you get damn good at it, that becomes fun. And the fruits that you get from your hard work are just amazing. So look, to each his own. I'm not saying that multifamily is for everybody. For me personally, it's been one of the most impactful, greatest experiences of my life, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. That's it.
Gino at jakeandgino.com. I'll send you out a PDF copy. And one last thing, when you're looking at multifamily or any real estate endeavor for that matter, I want to change your mindset because this is important. If you're out there, you're flipping homes, you're doing self-storage, you are becoming an entrepreneur. Look at it from an entrepreneurial mindset. Now, flipping homes and doing single family homes, great. But what I've noticed, a majority of the Jake and Gino community, they start there. Ask yourself, do you need to start there if you know where you want to go? It's a tough question to answer. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to start at single family homes if you don't want to. It's just a smaller version. 2 units, 3 units, start scaling up into the bigger deals. How do you do that? Apply to work with us, figure out how we can work together to help you get into those bigger deals. It's all about scalability. It's all about implementing and learning those systems to become a multifamily entrepreneur.
Proof's in the pudding. My first deal, 25 unit. Started there, never looked back. Gino, you the man. Happy New Year, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jake.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.